Well, the boys of summer, as they were called in more innocent times, took to the field in Pittsburgh last night for Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. The American League scored twice in the ninth inning to beat the National League 3-2.
The All-Star Game marks the midpoint of the baseball season, a perfect time to check in with John Miller, broadcaster for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with last year's world champs, the Chicago White Sox.
The White Sox were sort of a surprise last year, and a ball club that had changed its way of doing things. But the White Sox then reworked themselves again. They went out and acquired Jim Thome, the great slugger. And Jim Thome has turned them back into a slugging ball club, but still with the foundation of great pitching every day. However, they've gotten a lot more competition this year. The Detroit Tigers have been the surprise of baseball. And even though the White Sox have a great record, the only team in all of baseball that's been better than them is the team right there in their own division, the Detroit Tigers, who have the best record of anybody.
So what's going on with the Detroit Tigers that it's got itself something of a Cinderella season?
Well, you know, I think this was a ball club that had been on the rise, a lot of outstanding young talent. The poster boy for the difference in the Tigers is Justin Verlander. Now, that's not a big name, but this guy, he's a big guy, and he throws 100 miles an hour. The Tigers' pitching has been the best in the major leagues by far.
And, John, another surprise this season is the success of some veterans who might have been thought to be, in a sense, on their way out.
Well, I think when you're a baseball fan, you love to follow the stars. You like to see them head inevitably toward the Hall of Fame. And, you know, for a long time there, we had those three great shortstops, Alex Rodriguez, Derek Jeter, and Nomar Garcia-Para. Well, unfortunately for Nomar, his star faded. Injury problems came. The Red Sox traded him. He surfaced in Los Angeles this year. And Nomar is no longer a shortstop. He's a first baseman for the Dodgers. They had plenty of shortstops already. So Nomar, I'm pleased to report, has really responded big time. He's hitting .358 at the All-Star break. And Tom Glavine is another with the New York Mets. Mid-season last year, Tom Glavine changed his style a little bit. And this year, he may be the best pitcher in the National League.
So, John, what do we need to know going into the second half of the season that's, you know, critical about the first half?
I think that one thing that has emerged is that the American League is superior to the National League, that interleague games this year, Renee, the American League just destroyed the National League. But the future seems to heavily rest in the National League. For instance, the Mets have the best record in the National League, and their two major players, their shortstop Jose Reyes, the third baseman David Wright, these guys are still just babies in a baseball sense. And I think the National League, because of that great advantage in young talent, will rise again.
John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
John Miller broadcasts baseball for ESPN and the San Francisco Giants.